Stay on top of the ice, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Remember in the movie, Grumpy Old Men Went Ice Fishing in Minnesota? Back in those days, the ice was probably 6 feet thick. But nowadays, if you want to go ice fishing, well, here's Fish and Game Officer Brian Pearson with some advice.
It is still a little bit early for ice fishing, but as we see temperatures start to decline, we're trying to remind anglers that it's their responsibility to make sure that it's safe. And ice fishing generally is a pretty safe activity if you pay attention to the ice conditions and remember that they change from day to day. And the best way to check the ice thickness is to drill a test hole before you venture out too far onto the ice and then follow a few guidelines. The general guidelines for ice safety are 3 to 4 inches of solid ice is the minimum to support a person, and you're going to want it to be thicker ice if you're going out with a group. 10 inches of solid ice are needed to support an ATV or a snow machine. Ice does not typically get thick enough to drive cars and trucks on lakes and reservoirs. Drill test holes to determine thickness, and remember that thickness is not always uniform. Holes can be no larger than 10 inches in diameter for safety's sake. Beware of conditions that can create weak ice, such as inlets and outlets, springs or near docks, and other structures that can absorb sunlight and weaken ice.
Speaking of ice and returning to our original premise, stay above it. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.